as to what the Spirit is saying to the church, the body of Christ. I don't have any theological deep revelation this morning. Nothing complicated for you to understand. But a word from the Lord. And that's all we need. How many know this morning that all you need, that's all, just one word. And it could transform your entire life. As most of you know this morning, we want to talk a little bit about families. The family structure this morning, as we know, has been under attack by the enemy of our soul. Anything that God has ordained or instituted, the enemy will try to come against. We have separation and divorce among people and even the Christian, the Church of a Living God. Malice and hatred among family members. Issues and problems between husbands and wives. Unforgiveness and discord amongst siblings, extended family members. Parents, mothers and fathers are weary by disobedient young adults that won't take heed. Mothers against daughters and father against son. Violence and drugs has infiltrated our society. Our young people are abusing drugs and killing each other in the streets. We are faced with same-sex marriages. Some among your own kinfolks, family members. It's a serious hour we're in. And the families are being threatened by what we see. But how many know that there is hope? I feel him, y'all. I said, there is hope as long as Jesus is alive. There is hope. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, too hard for our God to do. All you have to do is be connected to him. When you're connected to him, things are subject to change at any time. Devil tried to disrupt, dismantle, and destroy our families, especially God's family unit that was intended to expand the earth. However, this is nothing new, y'all, because from the beginning, our first parents, the first family came under attack. Adam and Eve, children, Cain and Abel. Jacob and Esau. So many, the Bible says. Noah and his sons. Abraham and Sarah with Hagar. Ishmael and Isaac. Joseph and his brothers. Mary and Martha. And the list goes on. So this is nothing new. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad. It's the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Jesus. But we realize, church, that there is no perfect family. But we serve a perfect God. But we can rest assured of this one truth. That God always have a way to deliver his people. And he told us in his written word that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So don't worry. Just stay on the wall. Stay praying for your family, your son, your daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will deliver. I said God will deliver. How do you know, Pastor? I've seen him do it. I said, I've seen him do it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just a word. I can just talk and flow, but I know you want scriptures to back it up. So let's look at what the word says. Turn with me to two passages of scripture this morning. The fifth division of Psalm. Psalm 146, verse 5. That's our reference scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 3, 4, and 6. Are you there? Say amen. You're being blessed already? Chapter 146, verse 5. It reads, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 3, 4, and 6. It reads, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Amen. The word of God for God's people. Just a thought the Lord dropped in my heart. Nothing big and fancy. He simply told me to tell you, don't give up. But there is still hope. Don't give up. For there is still hope. Touch somebody and tell them, Jesus said, don't give up. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your future. Don't give up on your dreams. Stay in the fight. For there's still hope. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Most of us this morning, and I'm just about finished, we can attest to the truth that we are facing some family issues. If not in your immediate family, maybe it's your extended family. But we're facing something in our families. Something is going on. Some things you can talk about. Some things you can't. Some things you can tell your friends. Other things you can't. Because some of the things are so embarrassing. Sometimes when it comes to our children or our spouses, we don't want to tell anybody. Because most of us know sometimes you just put on that front. Not that anybody don't know now. You don't know that they know. But it's already out there. But nobody telling you. You're the last one to know. But we got issues that we are dealing with. Sometimes we just don't know what to do. So the question remains that we ask ourselves, how is the family supposed to survive in these difficult times? In the midst of all the family going through and the family crisis, the Bible tells us that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There is an answer. Because God's children is never without hope. There is always hope. If you notice in our foundational scripture, the text plainly tells us to have hope in God. That word hope means to desire with anticipation, expectation, and obtainment. In other words, and I paraphrase, no matter what's going on in your family, happy is you. What do you mean? In other words, you're blessed and fortunate to have God on your side. Oh, y'all ought to clap your hands right there. Happy? Why should we be happy when we got so much going on? Because you are blessed and fortunate to have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on your side. Lord over your son. Lord over the daughter. Lord over the marriage. Lord over the drugs. Lord over the same-sex desires. Lord over everything. You are still blessed. He said, if you have the God of Jacob for your help. You can be happy if your trust is in him. For you will obtain whatever it is that you anticipate and expect in your family, you get it. If you trust God and you got the God of hope, you can be happy because you're blessed, because he's on your side. There's some mothers whose heart is heavy. Dad has given up almost. That son just won't listen. You're trying to work out things with your wife or with your husband, and it's just not working. Siblings are squalling over this and that land and all kinds of stuff. And your family is threatened to be divided. Many of you this morning, the Lord said, is discouraged because you've tried so many things and just not working. And the Lord said many are on the verge of giving up on many different things. Some family matters. Some personal matters. But God knew when you came here who you are or who you were. He knew that some of us was on the brink of giving up, discouraged, wounded, weary, and tired of the situation. But he sent me just with the word to tell you there's still hope. Don't you give up. Whatever it is that you're facing in your life, if you got Jesus, you should be happy. He's on your side. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Because you're blessed and you're fortunate. And if you keep praying, if you keep believing, if you keep working, hallelujah, God will. Oh, y'all don't believe that this morning. Whatever you need, whatever you need, he'll do it. Because the situation seemingly has remained the same. In fact, it has escalated. But the Holy Ghost said to tell you, don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your son. Don't give up on your daughter. And it would take me some time to really break this down. And I know we only got a certain amount of time. Maybe I can preach on or preach this at another time. Don't give up on them. You know, because oftentimes we look at the person. But I'm here to tell you, later on in my message, it's not the person. Can I get any witnesses here? We'll get back to that. Don't give up. You can have peace and you can be happy because you're never without hope. I said you're never without hope. The scripture says many are the affliction of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord will deliver them. So if I can just throw this in, I'm going to say this to the children, to the sons and daughters. Scripture reveals and says, if you want to live a long time, obey your parents. This is the only commandment with promise. If you want to live a length of days, praise God, and see good days, stop being disobedient. Stop telling mom and daddy what you're not going to do. Stop lying, praise God. Hallelujah, and doing things behind their back. Glory to God. If you want to live, hallelujah, your days, then you got to obey. Let me just put this out there. Husband and wives, praise God. The Bible says to wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. Husband, the Bible says, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Hallelujah. Sometimes we'll find out the problem is not with the other person, but the problem is with us. Oh, you ought to clap your hands right there. Glory to God. Extended family members that have family members that you may can't get along with. Well, you be the first one. You show love. He didn't speak to me. She didn't speak to me. Well, you speak. You have to give an account for you. Not for that person. Don't let family matters and issues keep you out of heaven. You better love your family members now, for you know not what tomorrow's going to bring. Oh, I wish I had some time here this morning. So no matter what they do to you, I have done, you don't know what they, no, I don't, but God says, love ye one another. And he said, if he forgive you your trespasses, you should be able to forgive your brother and sister. If you're going to the same heaven I'm going to, you got to love. I just had to touch on that. I just had to touch on that now. Come on, church. Come on. We got to put aside our differences. Hallelujah. Time is short. Time is winding up. Glory to God. We got to prepare ourselves for Christ's return. So it's time to make up, y'all. Tell somebody it's time to make up. Don't you dare be so high and mighty in pride and lifted up in pride until you can't say you sorry. Jesus said he resists the proud, but he gives grace to who? The humble. Humble yourself, and God said, I will exalt you. Oh, you ought to clap your hands right there. I'd like to just work on that part just for a while, praise God. However, we got to flow. We got to flow. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I bless God. We got to do it God's way, y'all. There is hope. Father said there's still hope. Don't give up. But don't think for 1 minute. We're going to do it our way, and God's still going to bless us? No. You got to do it God's way. I said you got to do it God's way. Well, you don't understand. You don't know what my husband did. Or you don't know what that child did to me or whatever. You still got to love him. And you still got to forgive him. Am I right about it? I said you still got to love him. Let's move on. But when all hope seemed lost, there is still hope. If you look at the scriptural text, if you just look at the reference scripture, in Psalms 30, listen, and I'm summing it up now. There was a king, David, by the name of David. He was in a family dilemma. He was in a crisis. The enemy, the Amalekites, had attacked his family, his home, burnt the city of Ziklag, his home, his house, with fire, captured his wife and his children. The Bible says, in other words, he was hurt. He was distressed and discouraged. And he began to cry and weep. In other words, scripture lets us know, if you would interpret it, that he cried so much he had no more tears to cry. The people that were with him talked about killing him, stoning him to death because they were also distressed. But David realized and he remembered the word of the Lord, the words that God had given him prior. But he also remembered the 146th psalm that I just read to you that said,